1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which Yahweh has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of Yahweh is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of Yahweh and prayer. If you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, you shall be a good minister of Yahshua the Messiah, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto you have attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself rather to holiness. For bodily exercise profits little, but holiness is profitable to all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living Elohim, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise your youth, but be you an example of the believers, in word, in behavior, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation. Neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given you by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the body of elders. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that your profiting may appear to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this you shall both save yourself and them that hear you. End of chapter.